I go be fine. Reason I'm standing up here because the Lord says stand up there. I said, yes, sir. You know, it's good.
Did you ever get those shots in your back?
I had one round of shots. But they had already built my deal up so much, I couldn't take it.
I can imagine.
But they won't arrange another appointment for my
I'm sure.
But when and how I'm going to feel.
I'm sure she's got good insurance with I don't know, with the post office. I don't know how the insurance runs, but she's got extra insurance.
But I couldn't keep it out for retirement.
But if she don't do something, she's going to have to get retired. No, she can't retire because she's got too many bills to pay. Too many bills.
I'll tell you what, you talking about bills? Soon as the Lord lets me know exactly when he's coming back after me, and before he will, when he splits this eastern sky, I'm going to be the first one down to bank, and I'm going to borrow all the money they can loan me. And then I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to have it there for the devil to pay back. Hallelujah. I tell you what. Ephesians chapter 3. And then I'm going to turn over to the book of Revelations chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 in verse 21. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And it says down here, says in chapter 4, verse 1, says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearance, one another in love. To keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all. And in you all. Revelations chapter 3. Verse 1. Revelations chapter 3. In verse 1 it says, this right here is Jesus Christ speaking. And it says, and unto the angels of the church in Sardis writes, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and to hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee. Thus hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not be blot, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. You notice that's just plural, one book. Don't say anything about many books, one book. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We know the day that we're living in, we can go to revivals, we can go to other meetings where churches are holding, and we can go, and it seems like nothing is there going on. It's nothing there. It seems like God the Father is 10,000 miles away. The Holy Spirit seems like he's over in the next county. But unless you have your Father, unless you have Jesus Christ, unless you have the Spirit of God, any services, you have a dead church. You have a church that will not grow. You have a church where they will not attend services. Why? Why won't people attend the services today? Why won't they? And one reason I know of is because the devil has so much more out here to offer them. And it's sad to say, it really is. Because as long as we live in glory with the Lord Jesus Christ and in heaven, since we were saved, the individual that's going to be sent to hell because of thy unbelief, because of thy disbelief, because of everything that they want besides God. Because they'll even say, they'll tell you, I got too long. I'm young. I mean, I can wait till I'm at least 20 more years. It is, I'm just in my 20s. I can wait at least 20 more years. You can? Where'd they get that information from? They didn't get it from the Bible. They didn't get it from me. They didn't get it from you. Where'd they get it from? They got it from the world. The world has got so involved within the churches, within the Bible-believing churches, that where the devil is the head one at the church, where God the Father is supposed to be the head of this church. I'm just his under shepherd. I'm just here to take care of you. That's what he asked me to do. When he asked me to come down here, when he asked me, and then y'all voted me in, that put on me, and he did, he put it on me for me to look after you and to take care of his flock. And if somebody leads you astray, or somebody talks to you and gets you to doing this and that and everything, where you may have somebody in the church you got fretted with. We don't need to get fretted with nobody in God's house. We don't need to do anything like that. We need to come into God's house. And once we come through the doors, we've invited Jesus Christ, God the Father, and God the Holy Ghost within us to come into the house of God to improve people's lives. And how do people's lives, how they improved, is going to be up to us. Because we know the devil, he's got individuals out here. He's got people we're going to even meet maybe this afternoon that's going to try to lead us astray. It's not that they will come up to you and ask you, say, I don't know why you go to church down there. You should go on and give it up. I mean, you saved. You say you're saved. You know when Jesus saved you. Now, why don't you just go and give the church up? Because you're going to heaven now. Don't know about that now. Because God's word says more on the church. And being faithful to God. And being faithful to his service. Than anything that ever the devil ever put out there. Because we know that the Lord Jesus, he has a field day out here. Because he has to go up against so many. We can go back into the first in the New Testament, go back to the Old Testament, and we can see where that the Lord was tempted. But think about this now. When the Lord was tempted, when he was up on a mountain and he was tempted, and Satan told him, says, now, if you could turn this rock, if you could turn this stone into bread, and you partake of that bread and you eat it, or if you take that little cup of water that somebody give you, if you could take that, and that could bring nourishment to you, you look around here and all these things around here is yours at your taking. See, it's the one thing Satan didn't realize. That's the first time he's ever told the truth. The first time Satan ever told the truth. Because he told it. Because he offered. Now this is where he offered. This is where he came. That's where, this is where he came into trouble at. He offered. Now if he hadn't offered and he said, Jesus, you just look around. All what your eyes can see from horizon to horizon, it can be yours. If you want it, there it is. But see, that's the only thing Satan didn't realize. Satan did not realize that it was already God's. It was already the Son's. It was already the Holy Spirit. Just like heaven. Heaven is just as much mine today that it's going to be the day that I enter in. To heaven. But Satan, he will use so much of the Bible. And he will use so much of what Jesus has spoke about. And he will use it in a way to keep people mind clogged up to where they can't think. But if we get to the point we can't think and we can't remember nothing, if I would get to that point in my life and I can't think of anything, and I can't tell who from who, and I can't say anything, I can't remember nothing. And if I happen to see you, I don't know who you are, don't know your name or nothing like that. My prayer is that God the Father, right there, will say, son, come on home. I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live the way that where I can't think or I can't remember things. But I know people that is like that. And they are pitiful. They really are. And really, I'm probably talking to them. They just, I don't know. They just don't know. You go to the nursing homes. You can go and visit people over in the nursing home. And as you go there and visit people, you may visit maybe some of your family members. And she may be in her 90s, or he may be in his 90s, but you see the lady with a little doll baby in her arms, held up like that, and she's patting it. She's gone back to her childhood. She's gone back to where she can remember. I do not think that this, the dementia, Alzheimer's and everything, I do not think it completely takes away everything from an individual's mind. I think they gonna have enough said to them that they know God. And they know who God is. And I'll tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing I can tell how if an individual knows God or not. And that's when you go to the funeral and you see the body laid out in a casket. I've never seen anyone that's saved with a frown on their face. You won't see one. And you won't see that one has lived the roughest life they could live and never got saved and everything. You'll never see a smile on their face. Why? Who puts a smile there? God. Who puts the hope in a life? God. Who puts the peace in a life? God. Who gives us the privilege to go out here and to serve the Lord Jesus? God. Who gives us power through prayer? God. Is there any other power? I wouldn't want it if there was. I'd rather have the power of God through prayer on my life and on this church than anything that I know of. Well, you say, well, preacher, well, what's the problem then? What's the problem with us? Here we are with seven people. Why is not the church growing? Why don't people want to come to church? Well, the world has too much for them to offer. They'll offer them this and they'll offer them that. I can go out here and next week being homecoming, I can go out here and put a sign down on the road. Homecoming. Come on in. You can eat all you want to eat. We got hamburgers and hot dogs. You want a hamburger? Eat two or three. You want a hot dog? You can eat three or four. But if I could get them into church, if I could get them here under the gospel, with a meal and providing them the food that they want. They don't realize the food that they need is the food that comes from heaven. When that food comes from heaven and fills our bodies. It fills our mind with the goodness of God. It tells us about how good God is, how He saved us, how He loved me enough, and how He became my friend. Before I ever got saved, He called me His friend. But then afterwards, Then after I got saved, then I could call him my friend. See, should be a two-way street. It always should be that way. But you know, today people, they're missing out. They're missing out on so much. But what's wrong? What's wrong? Why the church won't grow? Why the people won't come in? You may tell you the reason why? Is because they love the world better than it do the house of God. Yeah, that's come up with the FC. Well, one of these days, I'm going to break down and I'm going to just ask God to save me. They're going to be so disappointed by that. Because God just don't come up and save somebody on the spur of the moment just like that. They have to be drawn by what? The Holy Spirit. They have to what? Hear the gospel. Hear the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And have to hear about his love for you. And also his love for you when you love the world more and he hates in what you're serving. We have people of today that don't realize it, but they're serving Satan. And if you tell them, well, you're serving the devil. You know who you're serving? You're serving the devil. Wouldn't you like to come on in and would you like to come to church? Where you can come on in and serve the Lord. And as you serve the Lord, he will serve you right back. And that's one thing at the banquet table in heaven. When everything is said and done, and when he steps out on that eastern cloud, and when he says, come up hither, we're going home. To be with the Lord forever and forever and forever and ever. How long did I say? For eternity. As long as I'm in heaven doing what the Lord says do and all the blessings he's bestowed upon me and all the inheritance that he's going to give me. What does Satan have that I want? Nothing. Well, see, people like you think, really, they think that they can go out here and they can serve the devil, and the devil is going to give them what they want. You know, like a whole lot of people, and I've heard people quote it, and I've heard them say something about it, that the Lord will give them anything. The Lord will give them what they need. The Lord will. He will give them enough strength to settle their differences with the Lord. Because see, he's pardoned us. And when a pardon is made, nobody can go against it. Nobody can go against it. That's the same way with the governor the President of the United States, if the governor pardons us from prison, we're free. And we're free indeed. If the President pardons us from the life that we was living there at one time, and then we got caught up in, we got caught up, and we got in trouble, and we got into jail. When the Lord Jesus, when he went to heaven, he went to heaven with his stamp of approval for us to be pardoned. Stamp of approval to be pardoned.
See right here where it says, in 1 Corinthians 16, in verse 2, it says this. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. No gathering. Ask yourself the question, what if all were just like me? What if all the individuals around the world that we come in contact with, if they was just like us as individuals, what kind of church? What kind of church would Faith Baptist Church be? Would it be a church of faith, which that's the name of the church? But we have to have faith in something else. We have to have faith in the Lord Jesus. We can't have faith in this church. We got to have faith in none other than the Lord Jesus Christ for us to get to heaven. And it takes some doing with faith. We've got to use the word faith. Faith is something that we can share with people, and they can understand it if we understand it. But if we don't understand it, how can they understand it? We can tell them the same exact thing what God has told us. But if we don't understand what God just told us, we can turn around and tell the same thing to someone else. What are they going to do with it? They're going to do nothing with it. Why? Because we didn't give them something that they needed. First of all, you need faith. You need faith, of the faith of a mustard seed. One seed, there was one seed planted here at this church. Years back, it was one seed planted. And that seed was planted in the heart of Ben Poovy. It was placed there. So he had the faith of that one grain of mustard seed. But then what happened? He went out. He visited. He asked people to come. So people started coming. The church started to grow in with new souls. People coming in to worship a living and true God. That's where faith Baptist Church started, was in the mind of the pastor of that day, Brother Poovey. When God spoke to his heart, I believe he surrendered right then. He said, Lord, he probably said, Lord, anything you want me to do, I'm ready to do it. And now the responsibility is being laid on us now. And I believe that Preacher Poovey and his wife there in heaven, I believe they or right there at the banister, the where they're looking over heaven to this place that we call world, the United States and the world. They took the word faith and they believed in it. If you don't believe in faith, you can never do anything. But if you believe in faith, and if you put all your energy there in faith, it's nothing. It's nothing that we can't accomplish. Because I believe Paul said the same thing. I think Paul decided when he got on a Damascus road, and when that light from heaven came down and struck him and took him down to the ground, I believe before Paul got back up on his feet, I believe Paul surrendered his entire life. And he said, Lord, here I am. You can use me any way you want to. That's the way I want to be. I want to be like that. I want to be to where the Lord can use me at whatever he wants. I mean, you know, I've had a pity me party going on now for about 3 months. And what that pity me party is, and you can probably guess what it is, it's about me. I have a pity me party every time I turn around and I cannot stand, or my legs, they hurt to the point to where I cannot stand. I have a pity me party. Oh, why, God? God, why did you allow this to happen to me? I am trying my very best to follow your leadership. Lord, I can't even go and visit. And really, and basically calling people, I particularly really don't like just calling people. Because that's not personal enough. I think you need to go and talk to them and let them know that you're willing to take a drive for them. And I'm not the only one either. Bill's the same way. Neither one of us can get together and go out and visit the people. Why? I don't know. I don't know for myself. It must be some kind of hidden sin that's in my life that he's never brought up to me. But if he ever brings it up, praise God, I'm going to give it up too. Because he can do more with it than I can. But yes, I have pity me parties. But let me tell you what. Anybody that serves God, any length of time at all, you're going to have a pity me party. But you know something? Within the pity me parties that we all have sometimes, don't we all have somebody that's close to us that will just speak a word, and it'll be a word of encouragement, and it won't be that where they continue raining on our parade or anything like that they will simply ask the Lord to meet their needs. The Lord has met all my needs. Right now, I could use a touch from God on these two legs. If nothing else, I can still use the cane. But if I could just stand up without wobbling, without falling, without hitting my head or falling right down a highway or something like that. I would think I would be the blessed individual that there is. Why? Because I know it come from God. It didn't come from no doctor here in town. If it come from any kind of physician at all, it come from the great physician. It come from Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. But I thank God every day for where he's brought me. Because there's no way in the world that I could have done it on my own. And I couldn't even done anything at all with Satan and him attacking my life. Because see, Satan, he don't care anything about me. I know that. He don't love me. I know that. But I do know one thing. I know a bunch of things. The Lord Jesus Christ, he knows my heart. And I'm expecting him due to the divine touch upon my body. I mean, I have felt like that he's going to do something. I don't know when. And I don't know how he's going to do it. But he's going to do something. It may be he may take me home. He may well say, well, Donnie, I'll tell you what, I am. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to bring you on home. You ain't got to worry about them legs no more. Because they're going to be strengthened. And you ain't going to have that titanium metal in your left knee. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have no false teeth or anything like that. You're not going to have nothing. Why? Because it says, oh, praise God, glory. When I enter heaven, I'm going to have a glorified body. And that glorified body is who? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the reason it was called glorified. What is the problem with the church? Why won't this church grow? We think we're doing something, and we're not doing it. We think that we're doing the right thing, but have we went to God? Have we asked God to give us something special from heaven? That it would speak to our hearts about. I don't think it's one individual here that does not want to see Faith Baptist Church see some growth. You know where the growth has got to start at? Not even within people outside, within the church. The growth has got to start with us. Are we willing to grow for them lost souls right here? Are we willing? We should be. I love him so much today. I just don't know what I can do. I don't know if I could go one day without talking to him. And without reading his word, and he speaks back to me. He's always there. Always there. He's never too late. Never too early. He's right on time. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day now. Lord, Father, for the message. Father, then I believe, Father, what you're trying to convey to me, Lord, to where I could convey it to the people. What has happened to us? What has happened to Faith Baptist Church? Father, we know where the faith started at when in Faith Baptist Church was first founded. And Lord, now we just ask God that each one that is here today, Father, that we would thank you for what you're going to do. And Lord, help us to be the Christian, the Father that you want us to be. Father, we pray for the lost, that the lost may be saved. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. 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 Amen.